it seems quite hypocritical, actually, for secular progressives on the one hand to say that people ought not to bring religious arguments and religious motivations into the public square, that legislation ought not to be based on religious motives and so forth. And then on the other hand, to praise Martin Luther King for his work and witness, since after all, Dr. King could not have been clearer that his own motivations were fundamentally religious. He advocated for racial justice against segregation on the principle that all men and women are brothers and sisters under the universal fatherhood of God. And he premised his arguments on the idea that people have a unique and profound and inherent dignity in virtue of being made in the image and likeness of God. So it's, I think, a real problem. They really can't have it both ways. If religion has no place in the public square, if religious rhetoric, advocacy on the basis of religious positions has no place in our politics, then Dr. King should be condemned by them as someone who imported his religion and tried to impose it on the entire nation. On the other hand, if King is the hero of civil rights that they believe, and I believe he is, then I think they'd better cut it out with these claims that other people representing the pro-life cause or the pro-marriage cause or what have you ought to keep their religious motivations out of the public square.